Blog Talk Radio.
And it is wonderful to hear you and see you on the video. Good morning, sir.
Hey,
from Cincinnati.
Hey, good morning. I heard Ian Stewart from Orlando. Good morning, sir. Welcome, Diamond. Great to see you and hear you. And good morning. I think I heard Tom Bowles Sr. from Cincinnati. Is that right?
That's right. Tom and Patty from Cincinnati.
Oh. Hey, Tom and Patty, good morning. Sounding good? You always have that deep bass voice, such a distinctive voice. Good morning, sir. Welcome on the call, and welcome, Patty.
Thank you.
Good morning, Joe and Jessica, Victorville, California.
Good morning, Joe and Jessica. It's great to have you on the call.
Hi, Arizona.
Good morning. I think I heard, was that Vanessa from Arizona? Good morning. It's wonderful to have you on the call, Vanessa. Welcome. Welcome,
Stan.
I think I'm not sure who I heard. I think it was Patty and Stan from California and someone from Ohio, right, at the same time. Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome on the call. I think it was Jeff from Ohio.
Sorry.
All right. Well, good morning.
And George, Victorville, California.
Hi, Tina and George. Good morning, you two. We love you guys. Good morning and welcome.
Chris in San Diego.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to, was that Chris in San Diego? Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right. Well, who else do we have on the call this morning? We're going to get started here in less than a minute. Just let us know your name. Let us know where you're calling in from.
This is Laura from South Carolina.
Hi, Laura from South Carolina.
Hi. Good morning.
It's wonderful to have you here. Good morning.
Thank you.
Who else have we got here right before we get started here, Garrett?
Richard from Gilbert, Arizona.
Hi, Richard from Gilbert. Good morning. Welcome on the call. It's good to have you with us.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome on the call. If you hear thunder and lightning, it's because it's not just Sylvia and I here. It's not just hot, hot, hot in Dallas. It is loud, loud, loud. Dallas, there is. It was like last night I was driving out to the launch of a new person in our business. She is 18 years of age, Jenny Hirsch. We were doing a presentation last night, and there were people calling. Alan Weiss called me and said, "Where are you right now driving?" He said, "You're driving right across the path. I can see it right now in a helicopter. There's a tornado that has literally touched down within a mile of where you're at right now." And that is, I was driving on the freeway. There was thunder and lightning. There was driving rain. There was debris flying across the road. I kid you not. There was a big T-shaped piece of piping that was on the back of a flatbed, a truck that flew off and flew right across the freeway. It was the scariest thing that I've ever been in my whole life. It truly was a drive that should have taken an hour, took about a couple of hours. It truly was a scaring ride indeed. And it's been thunder and lightning, as Sylvia will tell you, and torrential rain through the night last night. It has started up again here this morning, so if you're wondering if we get cut off, we didn't leave you guys. Literally, the phones have gone down. So good morning, everybody. Welcome on the call. And last night, Sylvia and I, you know, we were talking about why it is we wanted to head out there. And obviously, when I was going, I didn't quite know how bad it was going to be, but we made a commitment to go. And it's so interesting that we talked about that. So often, so many of our friends, myself and Sylvia know, within the industry of network marketing, you know, they consider us what they call old school. In fact, Sylvia and I talk about this very often, that many of our friends actually describe us in network marketing as being old school. And what they mean by that is that for us, keeping our word, like so many of you that are on the call, is very, very important to us. In fact, so often you've heard me say that I'd much rather die, basically, than not keep my word. In other words, you can see that we do everything we possibly can to make that happen. And sometimes we need to learn a little bit of balance with that. You know, I've had pneumonia a couple of times because of just overworking, being overcommitted to getting done what it is that we said we're going to do. But it's sad when you're considered old school and keeping your words important to you. You know, I grew up in a time where people's character was something that was very important. You know, Sylvie and I talk about our childhood so often. So many of us on the call with you here tonight talk about, we've spoken with you about your childhoods. Talk about raising up your children. And one of the most important things was the character of the children that you were raising up. The character of the parents that are raising you. That character is so important. The measure of a person's real character is what they would do if they knew if what they were doing would never be found out. What is it that you would do if you knew what you were going to do would never be found out? What is it that you would do if you had all the opportunities in the world to do whatever it is that you chose? You know, when we look at that and ask ourselves the question, you know, Doug McGuinn talks about it all the time, about being a servant leader that goes out and shows support to people. He is always out there in front with his people and saying, I will show you. I will lead by example. His character is very strong and very apparent. When you work with Doug, when you work with Big Dan Healy, you can see that within his team, he is willing to do whatever it takes to help people to be successful. You know, when we seek to discover the best in others, we somehow bring out the best in ourselves. Listen to that. When we seek to discover the best in others, we somehow bring out the best in ourselves. What is it that we're seeking to bring out in other people? Do we bring out the best in other people? To be a good finder, you want to go out there and be a person that is finding and helping other people all of the time. You know, I learned a lot about character from the industry of network marketing. Alan Weiss and I have talked about this many times. When we spend time with Durant and Nicole Barnes, when we spend time with Dennis Norquist and Gene Stewart, when we spend time with any of the people who are diamond in our organization, what is it that we learn? You know, nobody has a good opinion of a man or a woman who has a low opinion of himself or herself. What is it that your opinion that you have of yourself? How do you see and view yourself? So often our opinions of ourselves are shaped by other people. But the realities we see on this call so often, God does not play favorites. God has given you everything that you need to be successful and to succeed and bring into being the vision that you have for yourself. With that, immediately you can have a good opinion of yourself, and when you begin and have a good opinion of yourself, others will have a good opinion of you as well, and you'll find people who are confident and are full of character. When a man or a woman is wrapped up in him or herself, he or she makes a pretty small package. You know, we want to be able to have enough confidence in ourselves. We want to have enough character in ourselves that we can look outside of ourselves and look to helping other people. To get the true measure of a man or woman, note how much more he or she will do than is required of him or her. What is it? Are we willing to go the extra mile? Are we the type of person who is withholding? Are we out there abundantly sharing? Because so many people in the down economy, they get focused in on themselves and they start withholding with everything it is that they're doing. But the true leader who is full of character realizes that their character doesn't change in recessionary times. They realize their character doesn't change in any times. They realize their character doesn't change because people are looking. They realize their character doesn't change because people are not looking. They realize that they'll do whatever is required and then more, because they come into every situation and say, I'm going to give 100%. I'm going to give more than is required. I'm going to come in with the heart of a servant leader. I'm going to go in and actually make a difference. You know, when you look and ask yourself the question, what makes the difference? He who is good at making excuses is seldom good for anything else. How many times have we been around people who make excuses? In other words, they believe that a good excuse is as good as a good result. We all understand as entrepreneurs, we all understand as people of character, that it is not a good excuse that's important, it's a good result. That we bring our heart, our soul, everything that we have to bear to bringing our word to fruition and keeping our word. In fact, so often success and character go hand in hand, because a strong character will create strong success. A strong, successful person is generally a person who simply keeps their word. You know, hard work spotlights the character of people. Hard work spotlights the character of people. Some people turn up their sleeves, some people turn up their noses, and some people don't turn up at all. When you think about this opportunity, when people look at it, most people look at it and say, it is worth it. When they look at our business, they realize they can do it. But why is it that some people don't? I think the answer is so simple when you listen to what I'm just sharing with you here. Hard work spotlights the character of people. Some people turn up their sleeves. Those are the people that are on the call here today. Some people turn up their noses, and some people don't turn up at all. John Wooden, one of the most winningest coaches ever in basketball, put it so beautifully. He said, success, like self-worth, is something that must be determined by each individual according to their standards, beliefs, and values that they use to guide their life. What is it and how important is your character? What is it and how important is your word? We can choose, those of us that are on the call here today, that are listening in and hear it, understand that we want to be men and women of God and of character, that we want to keep our word and make a difference. I love this, what Ralph Waldo Emerson said, one of the most eminent philosophers of American history. What does he say? What lies behind us, what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Think about it. What is within all of you? What's in within you is a choice. Mike Ditka put it so beautifully as well. He said, there are certain qualities that you look for in people. Whether you're on a football team or whether you're in a business or whether you're building a business or an organization like the one we're building, you look for people who are committed. You look for people that are devoted. You look for people that are doing the best job. He said, talent isn't going to matter either. I'll take the guy who is breaking his butt over the guy with talent in a close situation every time. I may get my butt beaten a few times, but in the long run, I'll win because I have a guy with more character. How do you find the guy with more character? Be the guy with more character. Your character is defined by your actions, not merely your thoughts. Your actions represent who you are, while your thoughts only represent what you would be like. Let our actions represent us and shape our character. Martin Luther King, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in a moment of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at a time of challenge and controversy. We understand that we're in challenging times. Let us shape our character. No, let us not just shape our character. Let our character shine by our actions. A winner never whines. Let's go out there and be the difference we want to see in the world. Let's go out there and be the person of character that we want to find in our organization. Let's go out there and make our parents proud. Let's go out there and make our children proud by what it is that we do. Let's go out there and make the world proud and be the change we want to be and be the character we want to be and be the people we want to find in our organization and the world that we want to see. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Why? Because you deserve it, that you've made the choice and desire for it, and you're going to go out there and live your character through your actions. We love every single one of you. God bless you all, and have a brilliant, character-filled, beautiful, gorgeous day. Cheers, everybody. Have a great day.
You know, that couldn't be more relevant, I think, in today's society than any other topic Garrett could talk about, because we see this from politics to business to just everyday life. People do not keep their word. People are not showing the character that used to be there. I call it ethics, but it's character, and something that I've lived by for most of my adult life, at least the last 20 years, has been the fact that you can develop what I call the Midas touch with people by taking the focus off yourself and putting it on other people. And that's one of the things Garrett was just talking about. The reason Garrett has had the success that he has, the reason people call him that old school, is because they know when they call him on the phone, if he tells them he's going to do something, then he does it without any reservation. And people know once Garrett gives his word, that's it. And we all have to be that way if we're going to attract top quality people and continue to grow a team year after year, month after month, day after day. You know, and John, you've been in the military, but character was something huge. Trust and ethics. If we didn't have that within our squads, you know, then you have a breakdown in teamwork, do you not?
Absolutely. You got to trust in the person that's right next to you, because most times when you get deployed, you know, it's a life and death situation. But the greatest thing about it is it's just it goes hand in hand. You know, caring about the guy right next to you ultimately leads to not only your life but the success of the mission. So, you know, I live by that every single day of my life. The greatest thing that I've found being brand new in network marketing, I finally understood more about who I am in the fact that I want to help so many people and help so many people grow themselves as I grow. And I think that's what the most important thing about this industry can possibly offer to anyone.
Well, you're dead on that, and I want to bring Matt in because, Matt, you know that one of the things I do is I go out there and I look for companies that and leaders who live by their word, who are literally a very ethical, very character-driven. And you mentioned yesterday on the call the fact that you have mastered, and I'm using that word with the utmost respect, you have mastered multiple streams of income. Can you just share for a minute on the call how, because of your ethics, because people know they can trust you not to go and raid their downlines and trash their companies, how you have seen the ethics and character work in your business model?
Well, absolutely. I mean, my mentor and who made me, you know, was really big reason for my success is Robert Allen. And Robert Allen writes a book, Multiple Streams of Income and Multiple Streams of Internet Income.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started with that company with him, stayed fully focused for 4 or 5 years, built a huge paycheck. And then I started to get some skills on the Internet, and I started to be asked to go and help some other fledgling companies launch because of my skills on the Internet. Hence, you know, I ended up getting into multiple streams of income and starting to believe in it. As time moved on, more and more companies, including Mr. McGrath, were contacting me. And what I realized is that with the skills on the Internet, I can actually go out onto the Internet, put up marketing on the Internet, attract new people, and build new leaders without self-destructing any paycheck that I ever built, without cross-recruiting anybody out of anywhere. There are some smart people out there that have found me, have called me and said, what are you doing? I mean, is this better than what we're doing now? Absolutely not. It really isn't. It's the same. There's so many good companies out there. And, you know, my goal, and I've said this straight to company presidents, CEOs, everybody, so I'm going to come help build your company huge, but I'm also building other things. My goal is to build a, you know, $500,000 a month paycheck simultaneously in doing this without cross-contaminating, recruiting, or doing anything unethical. So you're absolutely correct. I mean, it's the skill set I have on the Internet that allows it. If you're building a local team, you can't build multiple companies. It just does not work. You can't promote one thing and then go out the next day and start talking about another. Confusion will happen, and a confused mind does nothing. So you need to stay focused when you're building in a local market. But the Internet has changed so much. It's absolutely amazing what you can do. And, again, it's all about the marketing. I go out, market new, you know, and find new talent, people I've never met before, to build a new team, and that's what I've been able to do.
Well, see, and, guys, everything, everybody listening to the call today, ethics and character has what's allowed John, who's fresh and brand new in network marketing, to start to grow. It's what's allowed Matt, who is a professional, to start to really get out there and build those multiple streams. Multiple streams of income is not for everybody. Matt just hit something very, very good, right? I mean, the head of the nail, and that is when you are building a local team, you have to focus on one stream of income in that local market. Otherwise, you confuse people. You end up killing yourself. So we're not on here just to promote multiple streams of income. We're on here so that you guys can understand that it is the character. You know, we watch the TV every day and we see politicians who fail when it comes to character and ethics. We see business leaders who fail when it comes to character and ethics. We see the divorce rate in America, you know, at an all-time high because of, in a lot of cases, a lack of character on one or both parts of the spouses. We see new websites launching that talk about having a lack of character in different relationships. If you're going to build your team in this business and you're going to make the network marketing profession your backbone of whatever business model you have, then people have to know that they can trust you. Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I need to make sure I add something to this too. Mm-hmm. The other theory for me for multiple streams of income is that not everybody's going to join a nutrition product deal. Not everybody's going to join a telecommunications deal. Not everybody's going to join a skincare deal. And when I go out on the internet and market, the people that are knocking at my door are hungry. They're looking for something. They came through for a reason. Maybe the startup cost is $500, $600, $1,000 for that particular opportunity they came through the door for. But if that doesn't fit them or they don't have the money to get started for that, you know, that kind of money, you know, that kind of investment, then if I've got a lower price program, I'll ask the question. Because desire is what it takes. Faith backed by desire and taking action, a person with no money can go to the ranks of, you know, huge levels in any company based on the desire and the action levels. And so, you know, I don't like to just throw that person to the curb. I'll start asking questions, get to know them, build rapport, which is all about what we do in network marketing, and say, listen, I know how much this opportunity attracted you to the advertisement on the internet, but it sounds like you may not be able to, you know, start here now. You know, I put people in the free affiliate programs, Troy, taught them how to do some marketing to start building some extra money so they could join the program with me that they wanted to join.
Well, and that's the key, folks, and that's what we're talking about. It all comes down to building with character, and one of the things that I've done this week is I put a very controversial blog post up, and in doing that, I had a guy use it over on his blog, a whole different blog in a vertical market. And when I went over there, one of the first things somebody said was, well, is he slamming this company because he's promoting another company? And it was wonderful to be able to see other people that I have no contact with that had written in the comments and said, no, man, he doesn't do that. He never does that. You know, you don't have to worry about that. And that's where your character, that's where your reputation will precede anything that you do. We have to build value in our business. And I know with John being fresh and his team is growing, one of the things with young leaders that are just building an organization is their word. And you attract those people, and John's attracting people on his team because they understand who he is. They understand that when he gives them his word to help them grow their business, to be there with support, to be there as a solid upline, that's exactly what's going to happen. And John, in the last few months, as you've joined network marketing, you've really gotten this thing rolling. Share just a little bit of the different types of leaders. You don't have to give them names if you don't want to, but share about the different types of leaders and how character and ethic has played into part, especially in cross-line type situations where you've gone to other people's meetings because you needed their support and you needed to be there to see how they were doing things.
Well, the greatest thing about the company that I've joined is that cross-line support because, you know, I would figure in any kind of business, if, you know, someone's not gaining from what they're telling you, at least from what I've learned in the regular stream of linear income, which everybody else has dealt with, where everything's kind of like, you know, stab you in the back to get ahead in life, joining inside of this business, especially with the character that I've already had from being in a linear stream of income, having my good ethics and wanting to help people, it seems as if I've been drawn to those same type of leaders, so they're only growing and nurturing me. But the greatest thing that I think that they gain from helping me is the fact that they feel good about helping someone who they're not going to get any economic gain, but what they're going to get is, just for that day, a smile on my face so I can pass it down to my team. I mean, I had people where I drove 3 hours, don't have anything to do with my success. I sat down, I spoke with them, and I picked their brains, and they gave that information so willingly and so free. It's like a pay-it-forward reaction, because guess what I'm going to do as it continues to happen? You know, I'm going to pay that information forward to anybody. You know, why withhold information in a situation where not only everybody can gain something economically, but as a society, I think that we can gain sound peace and mind in the person who is right next to you wherever we are. So I've found that seeking out people who always have the smile on their face, always are willing to greet you and say hi, are the kind of people inevitably that you're going to attract, which is going to build the business even more successful for yourself. So it's not really thinking about just the people in your downline and the people in your upline. Think about every single person who's been successful. There's a reason why they've been successful. It's because what we're talking about today is that ethics. So with the work that I'm doing, it's building my self-esteem. It's building my confidence. It's building my work ethic. It's helping me to get to know my team members so much better and help build inside of them who they truly can be, that it is just absolutely amazing and terrific. I actually wake up every single day thankful for the people who I have, including you, Troy, Matt. Thank you so much for your guys' support. Jim Gilhouse, listening to Garrett on the phone every day, the Crossline mentors that I know. I wake up every day thankful for what I have and the opportunity presented to me. And growing other people inevitably is going to help me become a better person, especially for this industry, because as we know, I'm not going to talk about the negative stuff. We're going to build here nothing but positivity so that this industry grows even further. I'm thinking, you know, vertical, I want to say, like, teleportation vertical all the way up to the top.
And, John, I don't know if you realize, but, and you didn't say it, but you're implying it completely. What you're saying to everybody on the line listening today is that ultimately you're helping your company become one of the largest, most successful companies in the network marketing industry, period. And by attending Crossline events and being able to bring your team and sending people to these events and knowing they're not going to get cross-sponsored because of the culture and the family that we have with the company that we're with, that's what it's all about, is building ultimately the company to being one of the most successful companies. You didn't say it, but that's what you said.
Right, so, you know, right, exactly.
And you both hit on something there. And I want to, you know, we got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
Troy, let me say something real quick, if I may.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And that is, first off, I want to thank all of you guys, because what this is a testament to teamwork and the fact that when you know you've got a team of people that are going to be successful, no matter what, is when, regardless of whether the leadership is there, the team can continue to function as good or better than they do when you are there. So God bless you guys. Thank you so much for everything.
Well, you know, you hit it, Jim. And I want to, guys, we got 2 minutes. I'm going to give five things. And I want anybody listening to the call that's got a pen and paper to write this down. If not, you need to get the podcast and go over these. If you want to be that person of character that Garrett was talking about, if you want to be known for your ethics and have a Midas touch when it comes to this, the first thing you need to do is treat people better than they treat you. That's a must. Number two, you've got to be passionate about, is you got to walk that second mile. You've got to let people know that it's you're willing to go and do whatever it takes to help them. The third thing that you need to be able to do is you've got to help people who cannot help you back, because now there's no hidden agenda. You're doing this because you are a person of character. You know, that's the key. Number four, do it right when it doesn't feel natural. You know, that's what's gotten politicians and businesses into trouble, is they don't do that. They take the easy road. If you're going that second mile, then you're going to do what's right even when it doesn't feel natural. And number five, keep your promises even if it hurts. And that's one of the things that John has hit on. John is the newest member of our team. And when you look at what he's saying, he knows he's got upline. He knows he's got a company. He knows he's got crossline. He knows he's got people out there in the industry who will keep their word. Matt Jamison has people out there who know in different segments of the industry, in different segments of the internet, that he'll keep their word, his word. I personally know, because Jim Gilhouse is one of my mentors, that when he says something, he will keep his word. And Garrett's the same way. This goes all the way up to one of our other great leaders, Tom Chenault. That's what it takes to build a business and to build a reputation that people are attracted to, that people say, I want to be part of your team. Matt, we've got 10 seconds. I'm going to let you close it out, buddy.
Well, everybody, this call has been absolutely amazing. I mean, it's all about building team, building your company to being one of the best companies in the industry and keeping it strong. And this industry is the fastest growing industry in the world today. Be excited to be a part of it. Don't be shy and don't look back and just stay focused on the top of the mountain. You will get there. Have a great day, everybody, and thank you guys. I love you guys.
See you tomorrow.